On February 9th, Tony DeCoppo already, once again, put a hole in whatever reputation he had as a newsman at some point in his past, when he announced on their newscast, the CBS, quote, evening, quote, news, ICE arrested nearly 400,000 people in President Trump's first year in office. Of those, nearly 60% had criminal histories, meaning charges or convictions, including many for serious crimes such as drug trafficking and child pornography, and several thousand cases involving rape or murder. Those are some pretty heavy statistics. That's a very important story. And it is, to some degree, surprising that you're probably hearing this for the first time. 400,000 people arrested. Of those, 60% had criminal histories, drug trafficking, child pornography, several thousand rapes or murders. The books were cooked. Trump is not right. Trump is not dragging off only the violent criminals, the worst of the worst. The number had been rewritten. The facts had been changed into what Tony DeCoppo read to present a fake picture, to falsify reality. CBS had its own online report on its website, which has not yet been corrupted by Barry Weiss and Tony DeCoppo and the others. The CBS story, using the same data from the same sources, reads, less than 14% of those arrested by ICE in Trump's first year back in office had violent criminal records, document shows. So between the actual number, which is less than 14%, and this dire picture of nearly 60% had criminal histories, somebody changed the facts from the facts to lies that DeCoppo promptly spewed on the CBS Evening News.